NASA has postponed today's launch of the Space Shuttle Columbia until tomorrow because of cold weather. The shuttle's 11-day mission is to upgrade the Hubble Space Telescope. Astronauts are planning 5 spacewalks to tend to the telescope, which has been in orbit for 12 years. The work includes replacing some bulky parts, adding new solar panels, and a new camera that can peer deep into the universe to see objects a billion times dimmer than are visible with the naked eye. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
This is the 4th time a space shuttle has taken a trip to the Hubble Space Telescope, which is in orbit more than 300 miles above the Earth. Previous missions have been to repair or upgrade the telescope, or both, and this one is no exception. Repairs include replacing a flywheel that helps steer the telescope and installing improved solar panels for generating electricity. But what really excites astronomers like Wendy Friedman are the planned upgrades, including a camera that's 10 times better than the telescope's current instrument for observing faint objects.
It's going to have greater sensitivity. You can see fainter objects. You can see them with much better clarity, higher resolution, and even at colors that were not possible with the Hubble previously.
Friedman from the Carnegie Observatories in Pasadena, California, says this new instrument will help astronomers glimpse a critical period in the evolution of our universe. Astrophysicists have seen radio waves that emanated from the universe not long after it was born, when it was just 300,000 years old. And an existing camera on the space telescope has allowed astronomers to look back to when the universe was still youthful at a billion years of age.
But we have almost no information on the period in between. And in the next decade, that's the place where astronomers are going to be looking to see where the first light in the universe is actually happening. When does the universe light up in stars? When do galaxies form?
There are so many requests to use this camera, the space telescope could use it all the time. But the telescope carries other instruments as well. One, called NICMOS, looks at infrared light rather than visible light. Freeman says that's very handy for looking at objects that are hidden behind the vast clouds of dust that exist around galaxies and stars.
When you go to longer wavelengths, which the NICMOS camera allows you to do, the light that's coming from these objects can actually pass through the dust, and we can see them in a way that's not possible at ordinary visible or optical wavelengths. It may be possible to see other planets or failed stars and to understand how galaxies interact.
The NICMOS camera has been shut down for the past 3 years, though. It needs to be chilled to operate, but it ran out of refrigerant. NASA scientist Ed Wyler hopes spacewalking astronauts will be able to restore that instrument on this mission by installing a new chilling system called a cryocooler.
Cryocoolers haven't had a great history in space. They're tough technology. Frankly, I hope the one on Hubble works, but it is a technology experiment. There's no guarantees here.
If it does work, Wyler says that technology could be used for Hubble's eventual replacement. Though the Hubble still has at least 8 years of life left in it, it's not too soon to be thinking about what comes next. Chances are that telescope will embody a whole new philosophy. It will be launched beyond Earth's orbit. Astronomers say they'd much rather observe the cosmos from deep space, far from the glare of Earth, even though that means the telescope would be out of reach of future shuttle servicing missions. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.